TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
It's 11:08 a.m. here in the great Northeast, this beautiful Tuesday, November 4, 2025, Election Day. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and one of his great companies, Serenity Care Personal Care, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today, thanks to John. Like Edward Barrett, Jessup, Albert Micka, DuPont, and Richard Dent, Salem Township. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Promising you that our commitment to common sense will ensure a sanctuary of sanity for all of you through the balance of this morning. Somebody said, Bob, I'm a bit confused about how to vote for home rule. I'm a Republican conservative, and this one issue has me unsure. How do you see it? Thanks, and LTS. Also, no, no, no for the state judges. I'm all in for that. And it's actually no, 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 no. Because the Commonwealth Court retention and the Superior Court retention are on the same sheet. Five judges in total, statewide, all statewide, to vote against. Good thing. Now, someone responding to that question, someone texts in, vote no to the Luzerne County Home Rule Charter question. Because, number one, it will change the counts from 11 to 9 members in 2028. Giving less representation. See, I disagree with you completely. I want more responsibility on the elected officials. Now, number two, election board remains at 5 members, but in 2 years, council can change it. This will give the politicians more control over elections. And number three, term limits are currently at 3 terms. The revised charter won't count partial terms, which will allow counsel and DA to serve longer than three terms. I'm all for that. But by the way, if they're not doing a good job, vote them out. I'm against term limits, just so you know. I'm against it. Term limits are what the voters determine. Not some sort of emotional, oh, throw all the bombs. No, I don't agree with term limits at all. That's the job. So I'm for the Luzerne County charter question. They didn't do much, but they went from 11 to 9, which means the 9 will have at least some level of responsibility. So we've got the Mamdani mayoralty staring us in the face. We've seen the lack of progress from having a left-wing lunatic in Scranton, who we hopefully will vote out today. And she actually had the arrogance to announce for U.S. Congress before she won her re-election as mayor. You can't even make that up. That is so insulting and so arrogant, it's off the charts. That reason alone, if she was a competent mayor, which she is not, she's been awful. If she was a competent mayor, you would have to vote her out simply for that level of arrogance. Nuts. By the way, former Mayor Thomas Keene, my man Murph tells me, who has never endorsed anyone, has come out for Jack Cittarelli. I really want Cittarelli. And I texted a bunch of people. I told you this yesterday. I texted a bunch of friends in New Jersey to make sure they're voting for Cittarelli. This woman is a disaster. She reminds me so much of Paige Cognetti, it's frightening. They've got no substance to what they say. They just say things. Hey, Mother Teresa, while I'm before I get lathered up, Mother Teresa for November 4th, she says, whoever the poorest of the poor are, they are Christ for us. Jesus, under the guise of human suffering. And did she live that life? Man. Mary Regina also asking how Lorraine is doing. Well, I'm going to have to check. I'll have to check on how Lorraine's doing. She's better. She's out of the hospital. But, you know, hey, these struggles don't come alone. Hey, let's go to the blower. Angelo from Madisonville.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno. I'll tell you what, I went and voted early, very early. And there wasn't a lot of people there, but it's going smoothly. So that's a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully there'll be a lot of people out voting. I don't want to hear no complaints if they didn't vote. And I just want to tell you, I'm sitting here in Kay's Coffee Grind up here in Daleville, Covington Township, and a lot of people came in with that little tag, I voted.
Okay.
Which that's pretty good, man.
And up your way, that's a good thing. A lot of places, it makes you nervous because you say they all voted Dummycrat, but not necessarily up your way, right?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you know what, I was a Democrat for years, and you know what? I vote both parties. It all depends who was running.
Exactly.
And who I thought would do a good job. But you know what? It's common sense now. If you don't have common sense, you're lost, buddy. I mean, look what's going on. You know, I sit here in different places where I go, and I hear the conversations. Half of them don't have a clue, but the other half do. So. Yeah. It's up to me and you to...
Well, you would wish the half that don't have a clue would stay home. I always tell people, they say, oh, more people need to vote. No, less people need to vote because there's too many uneducated voters who just go and whatever. I don't even know why they vote. If you don't know who you're voting for, if you don't know why vote?
Yeah, well, they don't do any investigating. They don't do any, pre-voting responsibilities. They have none. Go out and see what's going on, read and talk to people. You know, that's one thing I'm good at, Bob. I can talk. Some people see me and they just wave and go the other way. Oh, don't go by him. Oh, you'll never get away.
Well, Angelo, tell me, who in the county commissioner race, does Chet Murley have a chance in your view? That's who I'm voting for. That's who I'm up for. That's who we need.
Well, I voted for Chet, too. Yeah. I hope he has a chance. I don't know. Half the people I talk to are voting for him. The other ones, some. Well,
that's good because the Democrats are completely divided. Angelo, yeah. It's the Marty Flynn faction, and he put $100,000 into the Tom Welby campaign, and it's the Casey Nealon Paige Cognetti faction with Gaughan as the other for the other candidate. It's like, man, there's no good choice there. That's how you vote for Chet if you want to actually change the direction.
I wonder what's going to happen, no matter who wins, what that lady's going to do. Like, she has to resign.
She doesn't have an army. She doesn't have an army to keep her from being removed. No, she'll be replaced.
There could be a legal question
about whether she's replaced in January or immediately. I believe it would be immediate. Because, remember, the seat isn't vacant anymore. She's got a legal argument there to serve until January. So there's an argument. Because, you know, the seat's not vacant. So you go in, and you go in January. But I don't think she'll prevail on that front. I think once the judges allowed the election to go forward, they understood that meant she leaves when somebody's elected.
Well, we'll see. It's Lackawanna County, buddy.
Always fun. But again, we get the change with Chet. We don't get change with anybody else, and I'm hoping enough voters see that.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. LTS, I'll let you go.
All right, I know you're busy.
God bless you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to talk to a few people right now.
Get them. Go get them, Angelo.
Brunettes and redheads that just walked in, and they need my attention. So. God bless you.
Have a great election day, Angelo. Thanks, brother. We'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Getting the feed. I think there's an issue with the microphone. Okay, so obviously I can't have a bad microphone, otherwise there's no show. Anyway, Nicolette Larson, Murph says she released her hit "Lot of Love" this date, 1978. Somebody evoking Ronaldus Magnus, the great Ronald Reagan, as Rush used to say. Somebody texts in, Bob, good turnout here in Herrick Township, Susquehanna County. That's a good thing. We've got over a lot of crappy blind votes, a lot of cheating votes in Philly. Especially for these judicial candidates. Yeah. In any event, somebody says, Bob, the uninformed vote to get and keep their free stuff. We'll see. Somebody tell me Paige is going to win because there's too many others running. We'll see. We will see. I didn't think it was possible to defeat an incumbent Democrat until recently. We're going to find out. I know how I'll be voting for Gene Barrett when I get in there. Look at the spoilers, the Republican candidate. At least half of their vote would have gone to Barrett, is my view. At least half. So she gets a couple thousand votes, can't win, and it could be enough to deny us a new mayor. We'll see. I mean, somebody says, not a fan of Shapiro, but he should get his money back or ours for those lame-ass videos his PR team is putting out. Yeah, it's all this. He's a phony. He's gold-plated phony. Gold-plated phony. There's not even a doubt about it, sadly. Let's go to Gary from Mill City. How are you, Gary?
Good, Bob. How are you this morning?
I'm great.
I've been going to call. I haven't had time. The Republican, I don't know, response, whatever, to this election and the retention of the three judges, Supreme Court judges, that voted for, in my opinion, against our Constitution. They don't have the right to send the rules for our elections, which they did, the drop boxes, the counting of votes after the election is over, the time that we had to accept the votes. These people are setting policy from the bench. That isn't their job.
Yep.
And they far outreach.
Well, listen to this. Gary, listen to this. And so one of our great listeners reminded me of this fact. The one Supreme Court justice, her name is Christine Donahue. She can only serve for 3 more years, but she's running so that the Democrat governor can replace her.
Yep, I was going to mention
that. It's insane. So you got Donahue, Daugherty, and Wecht, hacks all. And then you go to Superior Court, Dubow, you got to vote no. And you go to Commonwealth Court, Wojcik, you got to vote no. Period. They're awful.
And my point being, the Republican Party at the state and federal level, national level, does a terrible job. You mentioned it on your show. I see a couple signs around. This should have been a big issue. And that the Republican Party didn't run ads on what these judges actually did, taking away our freedom, taking away actually our votes counting by what they did and how they did it.
Yep.
Above their, and that the Republican Party didn't run ads to counter the one judge running ad I saw.
Well, they ran the no-no. They ran the no-no ad, which I thought was pretty good.
Well, I didn't see any.
Yeah, there was. Well, I didn't see it on TV. I heard it on our station where they said no, 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 no. And I thought that was pretty effective and good. People remembered that.
Well, for the power that these judges took in their own hands that constitutionally they don't have, that the Republicans didn't run a big campaign against this is just beyond me. And the Republican leadership is terrible. And local ads hammering Rob Breslahan, and the Republican Party, once again, isn't responding to those ads and isn't responding with government shutdown ads, to me is just unacceptable.
Well,
unbelievable.
Gary, you got to remember this sad fact. The Democrats, because they're for big government and they're for more government and government control, which benefits big business, there's more money on the Democrat side, particularly dark money. There's just a hell of a lot more on the other side.
I understand that, but I believe,
I know,
like I said, at the state level and the Rob Breslahan is being destroyed with ads that are nothing but lies.
Nothing but lies.
And
yep.
There is no response from the state or the Federal Republican National Committee. To me, it's just a shame. And to me, they don't want to win. They want Trump. They don't want Trump to have the power they do. So Rob Breslahan doesn't matter to the Republican National Committee now. Or money would be spent. Money would be spent nationwide on this government shutdown, big ads and local ads. Rob Breslahan is doing a great job, and he's being murdered by lies. And people hear those lies every day. Those lies become truth. History tells us that. Thank you for your time, Bob. You have a great day.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Gary, and good points. All good points. It is crazy that the Democrats are still using the same old tropes. The party of the rich and the billionaire giveaways and all the lies they use. And the billionaire money and the big money is on the left. Because they want control. They want control. That's it. And people will pay more for control than they will for freedom. And that's the point we've gotten to. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WIOK. We will return.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our man, John Basiliga. And today we salute another one of his great companies, Serenity Care, the gold standard in personal care communities. Four locations, Mid-Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, Kingston. Dementia care services and units in Mid-Valley and Kingston. All four locations have been completely renovated inside and out, accepting new residents. Because John has a passion for providing the highest quality senior care in the region and beautiful care, personal care homes for seniors to live in. It is the gold standard. Richard Dent, electrical contractor, enjoyed showing his dogs. He was 80. He was from Salem Township when we lost him October 19th at home. Born in Berwick, graduate of the Berwick Area Senior High School, class of 1964. He served us honorably in the U.S. Army, 1965 to 1967 during the Vietnam War. He was an electrical contractor for the Howard Organization for many years. Life member of VFW Post in Benton. Enjoyed showing his Greater Swiss Mountain Dogs and his horses as well. He and his wife, Georgia, did all of that. Sadly, he was preceded in death by his wife, Georgia Ann Brown, back in 2014. He'll be greatly missed by his son, Richard Bill Dent, his daughter, Nikki Graham, their spouses, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, with one more on the way. Also a brother, a sister, and many other family members. Richard Dent, our veteran this hour, brought to you by our man John Basaliga and Serenity Care. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, sunny and windy, 57 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, 38 degrees. Wednesday, partly sunny, not as windy. Showers developing, however, by evening. It'll be about 60 degrees. Thursday, sunny, breezy, and cooler, 50. Okay. We could live with that in November, right? Bulldog, keep playing the song. I just have to mention the audience. We had a problem with the microphone here. So, you know, we do an all-points bulletin for our engineer, Bill France. He comes in, he says, the microphone's not plugged in. He said everything but dummy, which he should have said. But then I say to the Bulldog, can't you fix any of this stuff? It would have taken nothing. I'm afraid to touch anything. Anyway, the B-52s. Murph says this date, 1989. They moved up to number 4 with their hit Love Shack. And I love this song. I'm going to tell you why. Not only is it catchy and all that stuff, but when I was going around the track in prison, and I mean, I'd go around a million times, which is probably why I could barely walk now, this was 5.2 miles an hour. I would time the songs to walk to the beat. I would time the songs on the on a treadmill and see what speed it got me to. So, man, you do 5.2 miles for the length of this song, and it's pretty good. Plus, it's a funny song, you know? Anyway, that's Love Shack. B-52s. I love the song for a lot of reasons. In any event, I told you one of my favorite candidates is Mark Payne for Scranton City Council. And here he is. Mark, how are you?
Good, Bob. How are you?
I'm
enjoying Love Shack there.
I know. I hate to turn it off, but I figured that on election day, you're more important than Love Shack.
Yeah, that's okay. No, I just wanted to touch base with you. I mean, we're out all over the place today.
Hearing that the turnout's really good. I hear that.
It is. This morning, it was very heavy this morning, which was great. There's a little bit of a lull now, which is kind of expected, lunchtime. That should be starting to pick up. But, yeah, I'm really happy with what we had so far. It's good.
Good. Now, everybody has different ideas, different strategies. Some people just say, you know what, there's too much to cover. I'm just going to hang out where I live or whatever. What is your plan for Election Day, Mark Payne?
Well, we started out, of course, where I live, but I've been pretty much covering the city back and forth all day long. We have people out, we have poll workers, greeters out working for us, which is great. So we're just running all over the place. I've been spending the majority of my time right now down at Scranton High School, because that's the bulk of the...
I'll see you there in a little bit.
Yeah, you know, but no, it's been a good turnout. And like I said, we're all over it. So we have a special guy coming in to do a little work for me today. I can't tell you right now, but I'll call back later and tell you. But then when we're done here, I'm going to head over to probably Trips Park and then over to Kaiser Valley area, that direction, and then back over to Southside.
It's funny, Mark. I'm just hoping people overcome for you, since you've already been on the ballot. They already know you stayed solid and steady even after the last election. And they know the name now. So let's cut the nonsense Democrats voters and start voting for Mark Payne. That's what I say.
Well, yeah, and I'm getting a great response to that. There's so many people like, you know, never voted for a Republican, but we're voting for you.
Good.
And that's fantastic. It's good to hear, and it really puts a little bounce in your step, especially on a day like today.
Well, you know what, Mark? Because you ran a good campaign. You worked hard. I remember on election days, I figured that, you know, let's keep campaigning, but let's have fun. And yeah, election day can be fun in that regard.
It is. You know, I mean, I have a great bunch of people working with me. So, I mean, they're out, you know, dropping food off and coffees and donuts and we are having a good time, and you know, the atmosphere with even all the other candidates that are here is really good. You know, everybody's kind of joking around with each other, just having a good time. It's a good atmosphere.
Well, there's some good Democrat council candidates too. So yeah, they are. They're good. Yeah. They're good guys. They're fun. All that. Yeah, that's good to hear. Yeah.
You know, I mean, the only things we had, you know, Turning Point, Gen Z is here, which is great. It's like the first sanctioned, Turning Point in the Northeast here. And these guys have a tent set up. They're, you know, they're great kids. They're great young students. They're awesome. And there's every now and again, you'll get somebody that has something dirty to say to them or something like that. But it's, you know,
Mark, I remember one time I was campaigning for Congress. In 1988, and I'm up at RCA, and somebody, like, it's 5:30 in the morning, and one of the people comes by and goes, "Yeah, you bums are only here on election year." I said, "Well, if you pay me, I'll come every day."
Yeah, right. Well, that's it. You know, the one person, they were taking cards, the slate cards that we have, and you know, mine have bullet points on the back, and one girl, she just looked at me, she's like, "I'm going to vote for you, but I don't know, you know, I want to make sure that you do this." I said, "Well, I'll tell you what," I said, "that slate card, don't throw it in the garbage like everybody else does. Take it home with you and save it. And when I win, give me a year. Come back to me and say, I didn't do this or I did do that."
Nice.
Just keep me to my word.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, Mark Payne, best wishes to you. Good luck. Keep campaigning until the end. It's going to be close. All right?
We are. Thank you, sir.
All right, my man. Mark Payne, that's our candidate for Scranton City Council. We're going to take a break. Bob Cordaro, we're not going to take a break. Let's go right to him because the guy I've been bragging about all day, Chet Murley's on the phone, and here he is. Chet, how are you,
hey,
my man?
Robert. Making the rounds, Robert. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
I figured I won't let you wait through the commercials. So tell me, what is your agenda for today? Where? What types of places? What type of polling places? Where are you headed?
We already hit the Valley, Archibald, and Blakely, Peckville, and then up into the rural areas. And turnout in the rural areas, I mean, it's heavier than it was in the primary. It's not like it was last year in the presidential election, but it's above average, and that's a good sign.
It is, because I think people have had enough. I mean, you got out of this current situation, you got 50% tax increases, you got a botched reassessment, you have all kinds of political shenanigans, and by the way, you're the only answer to the question of change, Chet Murley.
I appreciate that, Bob. I've said it throughout this campaign, my two opponents, they belong to the same political machine, and it's just they're just going to continue fighting, and the taxpayers are going to be the ultimate losers.
Yeah. Well, you did everything you could do. You're continuing to slug it out here today on Election Day. So I wish you the best, Chet. Keep going until the polls close, and I think the best man is you, and you will win.
Thanks for everything, Robert. Appreciate it.
All right. Chet Murley, our candidate for Lackawanna County Commissioner. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show. That Diamondback victory, 2001. They win 3-2 in Game 7, beating the New York Yankees. Shania Twain. I love the song. This date, 1997, she released her album, Come On Over. Man, I feel like a woman. We might not get to the punchline because also on this date, but way back in 1977, the movie Last Waltz, the final concert of the group, the band, featuring Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, Neil Diamond, Neil Young, Johnny Mitchell, Dr. John, and Van Morrison premiered in New York City. It was recorded November 25, 1976, Thanksgiving Day, at San Francisco's Winterland Ballroom. It was filmed by Martin Scorsese. Members of the band, Robbie Robertson, Levon Helm, Rick Danko, Garth Hudson, Richard Manuel. The night they drove Old Dixie down is what we'll finish with. Levon Helm, who we start the hours, a lot of hours with, is on lead vocals. Love that voice. So that's our deal. It is Election Day. Let me repeat again. If you live in Scranton, I'm asking you, begging you to vote Gene Barrett mayor, Mark Payne council. There are other good council candidates as well on the Democrat side that I'll be voting for. But I want to keep it focused. Chet Murley, Lackawanna County Commissioner. Vote to retain, yes, for Andy Jarbola. Vote for Mark Powell for judge. Good people. And then you'll get to a page, the official judicial retention ballot, Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. No for Donahue. No for Dougherty. No for Wecht. No for Alice Dubow for Superior Court. No for Michael Wojcik for Commonwealth Court. No, all statewide candidates. No. People asking about county council, Luzerne County. Vote Republican. Vote for the Republicans. The Democrats have had, whoever's on the ballot as a Democrat has money from out of town from left-wing groups supporting them. Not a good choice for Luzerne County. Keep that in mind. And, of course, I'm for my man Walter Griffiths for controller. But get out and vote. It's important that we do so. It is the only duty we're asked. Whatever moves you, if voting in memory of Charlie Kirk moves you, so be it. If voting in memory of the veterans who only ask us to vote, they don't ask us to fight, they don't ask us to risk our lives, they don't ask us to die for this country, they ask us to vote. And that's the deal. So I'll be here tomorrow, God willing, at 9 a.m. We'll recap what happened. We'll know most of which what happens, I suspect. But, you know, at least for now, with the Sue Henry show coming next, the Rob O'Donnell show coming after that, I've got to push off. There's nothing I can do about it. Nothing. Remember that? In Goodfellas? And there was nothing we could do. So I got to go, and I'm going to go vote. I'm going to vote for the people I just told you about, and I hope that many of you will do the same. But for now, I've got to say adios, and I've got to gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. And let us hope Luzerne County figures out what the hell is going on down at the fairgrounds. Another broken machine. Dear Lord. All right, guys. Hang in there. Do your duty. And we'll figure it all out tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.